Notes from the Underground, June 1st, 2005. Thanks for coming, everyone. I got Zach Rao here.
Hi, guys.
And we got some music, so here we go.
You lit the spark. The day dawned dark and your restless body swing in the breeze.
What was that?
That was Youth Group. They're on the Epitaph Records label. Epitaph Records label.
What?
You know, I don't know.
All right, good.
You know how sometimes the records is like part of the label name, but then...
Then they like, it becomes redundant and they say Records,
Epitaph
Records.
Epitaph Records record label.
Right. Did you find this guy?
I'm an idiot.
All right, fine. You're a fuck. You're a moron. Where did you find these guys? Did you find these guys today?
A friend of mine from San Francisco sent just an email to me, or an instant message or whatever, you know, Yahoo, AOL, chat, bomb, backslash.
Not up the minaj.
And he sent that my way, and I went to the site, and I immediately dug it. They had a few tracks on the Epitaph site, and then they stream, like, four or five tracks from the album. So it's pretty cool. I think it's coming out any day now. I actually don't have the info, but they're coming around to a
what are they called again?
Youth group.
And
youth they don't
group.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like church youth group or whatever.
Oh, right, gotcha.
So, let's see. We got some more stuff here.
Question for you.
What?
You hear about the Niners crazy tape that came out?
No.
Not that I want to necessarily jump right into sports or anything like that, but...
Well, we can.
Yeah, no, I wanted to speak about the fact that they made... I guess they made an in-house videotape.
Is it... did it have Paris Hilton in it?
No, but the next best thing, it had... basically softcore lesbian porn.
Shut the dog down.
No. Tons of racial slurs and racial epitaphs and all this.
Wait, the Niners?
Yeah, yeah. It was made last year, shown to the crew, the team last year, as a how to deal with the media tool. And so they were doing like the most intense moments, or if you were stuck in this situation, what would you say? But I guess someone, possibly an old coach or GM, since the both the coach and the GM
leaked the tape or something?
Leaked the tape to the Chronicle, who is now
distributing it on the internet.
And going, I wish, and going ballistic. Going ballistic. So people are pretty pissed. It's pretty much, I mean, it's just another knock on the Niners, who have a pretty bad track record right now, as it is. So it's really sad. It's not, I don't know.
For those of you who are in foreign
lands,
country, like Canada or England, or I think we're getting some people in South America too. The Niners is a sport team, San Francisco 49ers.
American football. Pigskin football.
At its best, exploiting young girls.
I just keep thinking, how much did you have to pay? Like, did they really get softcore lesbian porn actresses to do that? You know? Like, how much did that run you? That was, like, my first thought.
Right.
Were you
so
willing?
That's why we don't have any good players this year.
Right. Is that, is that what you spent your money on? Because that's not cheap. Well, maybe it is. I don't know. I have no, to be honest, I have no knowledge of the inner workings of porn, softcore porn, hardcore porn, any middlecore porn. I know no porn. I watch it, but I don't know it. I don't know
it's
how.
It's better to watch, I think, than to know.
Yeah.
That's just a piece of wisdom there from Mitch McAllister. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
I got some sound effects.
Mitch comes in today and he's got all these different sounds going on. And I was like, what the hell is this? He's like, I got sound effects. I want to play with sound effects.
I don't know how to work them yet.
He's got no clue what he's doing. He just kind of goes clink.
You know, we could do our own little hip hop action here, I think. I could, or I could just irritate the listeners the whole show.
Right. This is called Jesus Christ Superpose. It is my trance ambient industrial sound mix. That's all he got. Did you notice there was just one button like 5 million times?
I'm having so much fun.
Oh, yeah, let's get... Okay, now we got some great techno for you guys here.
That's all he's got is... This is okay. My experimental techno group called I Love It.
Now, I'll get it figured out, and then I'll use it at opportune moments, and you guys are going to be blown away by the entertainment value of Notes from the Underground.
Right. Because adding sound effects is exactly what we need.
Well, that's what Adam Curry does, and listen to how crappy his show is. No, I can't say that.
Who's Adam Curry?
You don't know Adam Curry?
No.
That's the thing with podcasting. He, like, got... He got the... You remember Adam Curry from MTV, right? In the 80s?
No.
You don't? The big-haired, motorcycle-driving...
No.
He was, like, the original video jockey? Like, right there with Martha Quinn and
I didn't get cable till late? Wow. I don't know what to say.
Ballsack. Okay.
I mean, I know Martha Quinn because she did Noxzema.
Right.
You know, clean skin stuff.
Well, Adam Curry lives in London and does a podcast, and he's trying to get a bunch of money together and people doing stuff. So,
does he do it? Is it good?
Yeah, it's a great show. It's like he has, you know, like little promos for all different kinds of podcasts. We need to make a promo for them, actually, so that other people get exposed to our show.
All right.
And then, you know, He has some Podsafe music on his, nowhere near the depth as Notes from the Underground, but he does have some Podsafe music, which I always forget to mention on our show that everything on here is Podsafe. Everything that we get, anybody can get on the internet. It's all freely downloadable.
Or we don't play it. Either you can download it or we won't play it. Notes from the Underground, June 1st.
That's... Wait, hold on. Do it again. He didn't even... Just do that one. That's the one. That's the sound effect that he chose to place over my crazy radio voice announcer man. And I get ka-ting. That's all I get. I get ka-ting. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you. You make my life sunny and happy. Stop. Stop it. God damn it, okay. Knock it off.
All right, done. So,
he tunes out like an ADD kid. It's unbelievable.
It's not like an ADD kid. I actually have ADD. Don't fuck with me.
I'll one up you. I got ADHD.
I have ADHD too.
Liar.
To honest God truth.
You have the second version of ADHD. I have version 2.0. I have
ADHD 2.0.
It's even more hyper.
More hyper than ever.
I can't focus on anything.
See, that would be cool, but it stops. Why?
We'll find the good ones.
Oh my God! Please stop him!
Jeez.
He's driving me bonkers.
Gosh. I don't even want to do it anymore. Okay.
Napoleon crap, Mike.
So we got a good show here. We got plenty of good music. We've got Subway Doors sound effects that aren't playing. And then
if you guys could hear just faintly in the background, I hope the mics pick that up. He's smacking the keyboard trying to get some sounds out of it, and it's not happening.
It'll work. There it is. That sounds like Darth Vader farting.
Oh, man.
Okay, more music, man. Less talk. This is the pod show of the decade. What we got here next is a track from a local Los Angeles band. I think I may have even played them before, but we like them here at Notes Underground, so we're going to play them again.
I like them very much. They're actually one of my favorite bands. I will go see them often. I think they're recording right now in the studio, but check out their stuff. They're on MySpace. They're called the Silver Sun Pickups.
Where did we see them? Oh, we saw them opening up for Helio Sequence,
which right.
I did actually play on a show before, but I don't think I ever saw these, ever played this band. So, Silver Sun Pickups. This track is called Dream at Tempo 119. There it is. There you have it.
Yeah, I wrestled at 119s in high school. Which means I'm small.
So, is this a song about your wrestling career?
Basically. It's pretty much about me.
Is that why it's so sad?
See how it's starting out with traffic? If you listen really carefully in the background of the traffic, they're hitting something. That's me. I'm running over my life, man.
My scenes.
was very cool.
Yes.
Digging it.
You like the dissonant ending?
I just like everything about it. It's got that sort of Smashing Pumpkins kind of guitar tone to it, but it's a lot sloppier and, well, not sloppy, but a lot more a lot less professional, more indie, more like raw and, you know, kind of, I don't know. I mean, that's one of the things I like about blues is that it's different every time somebody plays it.
Right.
There's not, you know, it's not like, you know, carefully crafted to the point of like perfectionism. Like some of the stories I heard about Billy Corgan in the studio are just like
nuts,
you know? Yeah. Where he's just, you know, getting like OCD on the mixing board and shit.
Right. I mean, I gotta say that one of the things I really like about them is I love that lead singer's voice. And for a guy, I think he rocks a pretty sweet tune.
Yeah, a lot of people, when I play that track for them, they think it's a girl.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, oh, okay, chick vocalist, you know, and I'm like, yeah, no.
No, it's a
dude. She doesn't sing. The chick plays bass.
Right. Though she, you know, everyone needs a bass player that's female. Pretty much rounds out a good band.
Yeah. So we found that on MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.
Which is a great place if you don't know out there. MySpace.com has a ton of bands. You can search for bands. I'm not sure if you have to register or not to search.
I didn't. I don't think I'm logged in right now.
But people put their profiles up there, too. You can do a little, you can do a little social networking there.
Yes, it's definitely, what are those called, P2Ps? Or is it just social networking?
It's just social networking, yeah. People put all kinds of, you know, stuff up there about themselves, and you can find people in your area, and they're starting to put listings up there, kind of like Craigslist. And
you're on there.
Yeah.
I'm on there, but I don't think, you don't ever use your page, do you?
I just totally revamped it and like put my podcast actually on the page. We can do the same for you if you want.
Oh, cool, yeah.
So, if you want to see what Zach and I look like, you can go to MySpace and check it out. Look up Mitch McAllister.
Yeah, I think I'm under Flap. FLAP. That's one of my nicknames. It's a long story. Something to do with testicles and pantsing, and it wasn't funny at all at the time, but...
But now it's like your identity.
But now, yeah, it's quite humorous. Now I love it.
So, let's see. You want to do sports now, or should we do... Let's do another track, because we did a lot of talking.
Yeah, we talked a lot before. Let's get out of here.
So, getting to some blues. I was talking about blues just a minute ago. Here's a great band out of Ohio, Black Keys.
I love these guys.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Actually, everybody on here is on Epitaph except for Silver Sun Pickups. So
it's weird. It's that kind of a day. Like Mitch mentioned that to me, and I went and looked on there, and you know, next thing you know, both of us have a ton of Epitaph tracks. So there's a lot of great, you know, there's a lot of great music out there that's to be found on good websites.
And especially like, you know, an independent label like Matador or Merge or
Kill Rock Stars
or Epitaph. I mean, they have like their whole catalog. They'll have one or two songs from each artist on their website. And just makes it really cool for shows like ours to get content from. So here's the Black Keys with AM Automatic, and it's off their new album that came out, I guess, maybe in November. It's the second of the two. So here we go. Black Keys, Rocket.
Sweet to the rain.
love that.
Holy rocking guitar.
Do you know that?
That was such a fucking loud solo at the end. Instead of like bringing everything else down, they just left it. And they're just like, okay, really loud guitar at the end.
Bop. I love the fact that they're, if you guys don't know this, they're a power duo.
And they did the shit. Their first album they did like in their garage, or they
Thick
did
Freakness.
They did the whole
that's the best
recording
album.
Was like so they did in like 11 hours, and the drummer, it's just the drummer and the guitarist slash vocalist, and the drummer did the engineering. So he's, I mean, it's literally a power duo. It's not like there's like an engineer. Like they had somebody, like he just left the kit, did the levels, get back down, cut the track. Next track.
Yeah, they're great.
And the first album, I mean, I've heard some of this new album. It's good, but I think their first album's even better. Yeah, like, catchier riffs, like...
Thick Freakness is so good. That's the one I was in New York. I used to live in New York, and a guy named Christian Sorge out there, I think he started his own record label. I wish I knew it. I'll have to look that up and let you guys know. He's my boy. But Christian Sorge introduced them to me. I loved it, man. I was like, what is this? I mean, it's obviously going to draw, you know, comparisons to another power duo that wears red and white.
The white stripes?
Yes.
I don't think they sound alike at all.
Yeah, but the bluesy
guitar drummer
power duo. I mean, it's definitely there. But those
you mean
guys,
like Death from Above, 1979?
I was gonna say, what's another one we were just talking about? Just like Sunday
but
and Monday.
There's not even a guitarist in that band. That's just bass and drums.
Is that all that is?
Yeah, he just uses like distortion on his bass.
Oh, dude, he's great. If you guys don't know Death from Above, 1979, we will play a track for you. We will put that in one of our shows. We will find it.
We'll find the free download.
Exactly. It is out there somewhere because this is a must for you guys, an absolute must.
And if it isn't, then you know what I can do, which I've done on a few earlier podcasts, is, or not on the podcast, but on the feed itself, I can post a playlist, a Rhapsody playlist. So if any of you out there have Rhapsody, you know, I'm just going to do that. I'm just going to do that tomorrow. So when we do the podcast, I'm also going to do a Death from Above 1979 playlist. So if you have Rhapsody, you can just click on it and it'll load, you know, your into your library, the playlist. So I'm going to try and do that more often because there's so much music out there that I want you guys to you know, listen to.
They're newly signed to Vice, Death from Above 1979,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is also the Block Party. I gotta love Vice, man.
Vice is crazy, but I heard that their Warner Brothers is funding that project.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so it's not completely indie.
Interesting.
They already got swallowed up. They're like, oh, you have a couple of really incredible acts? Okay, we'll take you.
Yeah. No problem.
That's what happens. Love the music.
You know,
industry.
Bitch, dude, we might even be able to put a Death from Above 1979 on this show.
Why, you got one?
I don't know. I'm looking.
Well, Zach's racing away at... Zach is like Mr. Internet Fingers. He's got the shit going on. He's
the best
over
part
here on
is
laptop.
I learned it from Mitch.
What?
I learned it from you.
Learned it from you, Dad.
Exactly. I learned it by watching you. On yourmom.com.
Your mom on mymom.com.
That's our new website. We're gonna start a new website, Your Mom on My Mom. And it's gonna have nothing to do with mothers. It's perfect.
Maybe it'll have like
a mom,
know, two old women like picking flowers and like knitting and stuff. And people will...
Oh, dude, there's totally a download.
There is?
Oh yeah.
Let's get it.
Alright.
What's it called?
What's the website?
Whoa, what's the track?
Little Girl.
All right, here we go. Little Girl.
Check it out. She got pushing down sun this morning just slipped.
what you want. Come on, come on now, emo. You're beating walls, now you just won't quit. You play with shapes, but they just won't fit. I know you love me, you don't know what you like. You're watching TV, I stay up all night. This game is saving us if we don't die young. Come on, come on, yeah, have a little fun. Come here, baby, I know if you come back. We could do it and start a family. She was living alone unhappily. We could do it and start a romance. Come here, baby, I love your company. We could do it and start a family. She was living alone unhappily. It's right romantically. You come, baby, you come for me. Dear, what a family. Living alone and happy. Dear, romantically. Yeah,
okay, I totally lied. I totally lied
on
that.
That's a different track name?
Yeah. That was Romantic Rights.
You know, that's okay. Can't beat ourselves up over that stuff, Zach.
I'm not. I'm just trying to get him the right name. I thought I'd found it on the Death From Above 1979 website, but I actually went to vice-recordings.com. Because theirs didn't work, so we used another. It's Romantic Rights. That's a great dude. That guy's playing a bass.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, he's got all that distortion on it, and which gives it sort of like that feel of a guitar. But then there's still the low end. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I heard that they were on, what was it? Is it Conan O'Brien? Is that the guy that's got the, who's that? That crazy? Oh no, that's Leno with the drummer Max, whatever his name
Max,
is.
Max? No, Conan O'Brien's got Max Weinberg.
Yeah, Conan, Max Weinberg. And so,
oh yeah, yeah,
Max
yeah, yeah, yeah,
got
yeah.
behind the kit, and the singer gets out from behind the kit and comes out and starts like, you know, singing out in front of the audience. It was supposed to be pretty.
No, it was awesome. My friend sent it to me, and there was like a moment where he looks over at Max Weinberg, and he kind of just goes like, "You want this?" And he just Max like tears off his jacket, and goes right. It's like half on his body and half off, and he's sitting there and just starts jamming on the drums like no problem.
See,
and the guy gets up and starts walking around. It was great.
That's pretty awesome. I mean,
yeah,
that doesn't. A lot of times that doesn't happen on shows like that because everything's so scripted and like, you know, they want it to be a pro show or whatever. But professionalism, I think, is getting a run for its money on some of this, you know, reality whatever crap that's, you know, people like to see real human interaction and unscripted events, you know, which is why I think the podcast stuff's really working out.
Well, yeah, people want. I mean, I love the fact that people are, you know, like people wait for the. It's like they anticipate or want the anticipation of something crazy to happen.
Right. Something. Yeah. Something unscripted. Something wild. Something chaotic.
Something not normal.
Human.
It gets really old and boring when things go 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Yeah.
You know, and those shows do that because it becomes formulaic. It's like all of a sudden, you know, Conan is what Conan is.
Yeah. That's why I like that show, the Jon Stewart show, because that seems like, you know, I mean, obviously they do a lot of writing, but it seems like there's definitely, he's got an improvisational comedic timing, you know, sense of comedic timing, and I don't know. But this is, we're not talking about TV here, are we? Well, we could be. I mean, we could talk about TV, music, movies, well, books, whatever.
Just so you know, if any of you guys live in Chicago, Friday, June 10, there's a... looks like Death From Above is playing at Sonotec, which is 1444 West Chicago Ave, and it's $10, 21 and over only, from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., and all proceeds go to a really, really good cause. There's a guy named Dax Pearson, who, if you guys don't know, you should. He is in a band, and to be honest, I can't remember for the life of me what his band's name is, but he and his band were on tour in Iowa, and their tour bus hit, or their van hit black ice, and Dax got flipped upside down, and his head got stuck between the bench seat and the front passenger seat.
Did he die?
No, but he broke his neck. Yeah. And he has had some pretty severe surgeries done. He was insured, luckily, so it's not an issue. But he's going to need a wheelchair. Insurance won't cover the cost of how expensive a wheelchair he needs. I believe he's, at this point, he's lost... lost the use of anything below his neck, from what I understand. Maybe just below his arms, like through his midsection down. I don't know exactly the specifics.
And what's the significance of this person? I don't know anything about him. So
one thing is, he was an awesome musician. Awesome, awesome musician. Two, he basically devoted his life to music. He works at Amoeba in Berkeley. You know, he's one of the buyers at Amoeba in Berkeley. He has played in like a million bands, and if you guys want to find out more about him, you can go to daxpearson.com. That's daxpearson.com, and check out what he's about. There's at Amoeba's in California. They sell pink bandanas, and the pink bandanas is $10, and that goes to his get well, or I don't know what you would call it, recovery fund. And he's just, you know, he's just a good guy. Yeah, it looks like he doesn't have much motion under, or much use of anything under his neck down. So,
okay,
a little depressing, but also on the same time, like the first thing he's, you know, did is he grabbed his Macintosh and he started making music again. You know, just on the computer, doing whatever he can. So it's pretty awesome.
Okay. That was a downer note. On a downer note, let's get some Elliott Smith. He's also an Epitaph, and if any of you guys don't know his story, he just over a year ago commit suicide. And they, I guess his family found the, you know, in going through his, he was a very prolific writer, and they found a bunch of his recordings, and they put together basically, you know, what would have been his last album, a bunch of songs that were finished. And unlike some of the stuff that you hear that kind of comes out after someone has died, they didn't touch it. They didn't do anything other than just making sure the levels were okay. They didn't add any other instruments, or, you know, nobody finished or touched any of the music. It was all just mastering what he had already done. And this is one of the tracks that they made available on Epitaph, and it's a great great track from that CD. It's called Songs from a Basement on a Hill, and this track is called Memory Lane. So this is in memory of Elliott Smith.
The place you end up when you lose the chase, where you're dragged against your will from a basement on the hill. And all anybody knows is you're not like them. And they kick you in the head and send you back to bed. Isolation pulled you past a tunnel to a bright world where you can make a place to stay. But everybody's scared of this place, so staying away. Your little house on memory lane. The mayor's name is Fear. His force patrols the pier from a mountain of cliché that advances every day. The doctor spoke a cloud. He rained out loud. You'll keep your doors and windows shut and swear you'll never show a soul again. But isolation pushes you till every muscle aches down the only road it ever takes. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. You learn the house on memory lane. If it's your decision to be open about yourself, be careful or else. Be careful or else. I'm comfortable apart. It's all written on my chart. And I take what's given me most cooperatively. I do what people say and lie in bed all day, absolutely horrified. I hope you're satisfied. Isolation pushes past self-hatred, guilt, and shame to a place where suffering is just a game. But everybody's scared of this place and staying away. Your little house on memory lane. Your little house on memory lane.
Man, I love that. So it's such a great little melodic kind of ditty thing. And
he was awesome.
It was really cool when right. I remember in our neighbor. He's from our neighborhood, and when he died, everyone had these candles out, and there was sort of a vigil kind of thing going on. There because there was one of his album covers.
Figure eight.
That what it was figure eight is take the photo for the album is a picture of him in front of a local music equipment store, and it was really cool because people just kind of gathered there in droves and were writing. I mean, he obviously really touched a lot of people with his lyrics. I mean, I think his lyrics, even though his music is incredible, his lyrics are really, I think, where it's at. And
It was a great combo of amazing songwriter and extremely talented at the guitar at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you really can't knock his chops on guitar. He was pretty awesome on guitar, but he always pared it down and really drove the song, you know, and he was great talent. It was a bummer.
Yeah. So we'll see. We got some business to take care of. We just recently added a new feature to our site where there's a phone number here. Let me get it.
Yeah, no worries. So basically, this phone number is going to be a voicemail, and this voicemail is something that you can call and you can leave us messages, and then we can. I'm not sure. Can we take the audio and actually play it?
Yeah, we can play the audio.
So we can get the audio. We can play it on the show and include you guys in on the show, which is really awesome because now there's no barrier between us. I initially talked about trying to get some sort of like chat, or can we be chatting during the show, or can we get, you know, an instant messenger thing, so instant messengers could be popping up on a computer and we could talk to people and relay it. But this way you guys can just straight up call us, say whatever you want to say in whatever language, in whatever way you want to say it, and we'll play it.
Yeah, it's so here's the phone number. If you want to dial to the U.S., it's, or, you know, whatever, if you're local, it's an L.A. phone number, 213-784-0924. And if you have Skype, which I know a lot of people out there are using, then our Skype username is Notes Underground. Yeah, send us a voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. You know, I'm getting some feedback from other podcasters out there. I just recently, on our last posting, we got one from My Silver Mount Zion, which is that's my favorite podcast. Unfortunately, they're not as consistent as some of the others that are out there.
Consistent how you mean, as in they don't come out as regularly?
Yeah, for a while they were doing it every week, and then more recently it seems to be kind of dying off. But the 8 or 9 that they have up there, all of them are good. Some great just good music picks and some good sound clips too. There was a Jack Kerouac mix. He played. They played Jack Kerouac over the top of Sigur Rós in this one track, and it is very cool. Which is speaking of Sigur Rós, actually, I was I just got tickets today to go see this performance called Split Sides. And it's playing here in LA, and it's a dance performance that where the music was written by Sigur Rós and Radiohead, and it's original music from both of those bands made specifically for this this modern dance thing, and I'm just totally excited about it. I'm going tomorrow night, and
yeah, that's great. I love it when you can do that, when you can get the, you know, get someone involved like Sigur Rós and Radiohead and be like, yeah, write this stuff for us and we'll dance to it. Because there's not enough of that cross venue stuff, and dance gets left behind a lot. Like, people are pretty negative about dance a lot of times, you know, like, I don't need any dance.
Yeah,
that stuff's terrible. I hate that stuff. Right, guys in tights do dancey moves. I don't need dancey moves. I'm sick of this.
I went to this thing at the Red Cat, which is it's sort of like a the bottom half of the Walt Disney Music Hall, which if you haven't been to L.A., that's a must-see. That building is insane. It was it's a Frank Gehry building, and it's just totally cartoony and metallic and weird. But anyways, yeah, I saw some stuff at Red Cat recently. I like performance art of any kind, but...
yeah, I agree. I love performance. I've seen some of the best pieces I've ever seen have been performance art. There's, like, we talked about spontaneity before, you know?
Right.
You know, things happening out of the ordinary, you know, especially in places like gallery settings or something like that, you know, where you don't normally expect to see performance art.
Yeah.
It's cool. What's up with you, Mitch? You seem a little distracted.
I know. I'm having a terrible... I've had just a hell of a day. Just very stressful. If the energy is a little low this evening, it has everything to do with the fact that I had a long day.
Yeah. I was late as well. I was not on time. I was like, oh, I got everything together. And I had nothing together. I was, you know...
It's a challenging part about having, you know... a full-time job and then doing the podcast in the evening is, you know, sometimes you're just, you know, sometimes your day is fine and you're amped and you're motivated, and then other times you're just kind of mellow. But
I have to say I'm beyond mellow today. Like, both of us have, like, I mean, I don't think we've ripped on each other at all given each other a hard time at all. Where's Bobby Bell? Bobby Bell's on vacation. We fucking miss you, Bobby Bell, and your bullshit that you spew.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Mexico and check out the Mayan Riviera. You guys can handle the podcast, so see you later. Okay, bye.
Right. This is the guy who spent $150 on his friend's birthday dinner. I mean, of course he's going to the Mayan Riviera.
Yeah.
I hope he has a good time. Bobby, wherever you are, hope you're enjoying yourself, buddy.
And come to my birthday.
When's your birthday?
July.
What are you doing?
Barbecue in the park.
Which park? Oh, the Elysian one?
Elysian.
Are you going to then... Are we going to the game?
We're
going to
go see the San Francisco Giants demolish the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Not the way they're playing now.
I know.
But they've lost 6 straight. First time since 2003.
Dog doo-doo.
Dog poo poo-doo-doo.
But what, it was the Padres who are actually pretty fucking good.
Well, no, it's been the last two games of the Phillies, and the Phillies have smoked us, and they're in last place. They're under 500.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, we suck.
Okay, so...
what we got left, dude?
Oh, yeah. We got a few more songs.
Okay.
Music.
Music.
So, Joe Strummer.
If you don't know Joe Strummer, you suck.
You know Joe Strummer, The Clash. So, he was working on... A lot of people didn't realize that he was working on stuff after The Clash. And he had this band, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. And this is a track from the album, from the most recent one, the one it was released after his death as well.
Posthumously?
Yes. So this one...
Dude, yes. Come on. Could you be any more low energy?
I'm just going to play that stuff.
Just give you a little... You like that? You like that now? You like, dude, give me some more.
Sound effects.
Give me a little. So if you know what he's saying, right? These are the sounds of Budapest. If you know what these guys are saying, you have to call us, or you have to, because I just want to know what they're saying that badly. It's killing me. What is that? What is that?
It's got to be some station, some train station.
Hungarians out there, let us know.
This has nothing to do with Joe Strummer.
Not at all. But this does.
I was calling through a festival way out west. I was thinking about love and the acid test. At first I got real dizzy with a real rocking gang. Then I saw the coma girl on the excitement gang, and the rain came in from the wide blue yonder. Through all the stages I wander, the coma girl on the excitement gang, Mona Lisa Psycho King. Come a girl was beating with the Isle Drum gang. Some fast food fanatic was burning down a burger van. Somebody was wailing off their head. Oh, nobody is ripping the teen scene dead. And the rain came in from the white blue yonder. I thought you and me might wander. The 19th hour was falling upon Desolation Road. So my love band had the last drop on the go. Let's siphon up some gas. Let's get this show on the road. Said the coma girl to the excitement gang. Into action, everybody sprang. And the old drums were beating out too lang, too lang. Coma girl on the excitement game. Oh, Mona Lisa on a motorcycle game. Oh, baby, oh, baby, baby.
that. So, Mitch.
Whoa, Crazy Frog leaps to the top of the charts. Today's funky, weird headline. Well, it wasn't today's headline, but
it was actually yesterday.
Whatever. I guess, yeah, Sunday or Monday. Crazy news about a track that had the Axel F. I guess some I haven't even seen the video, but some stupid looking frog in a fighter pilot hat, I guess, was in a video or a commercial for a ringtone. The Axel F.
What's Axel F?
You know, it's from like the
I know, it just say it. So what's that from?
Beverly Hills Cop.
Axel F stands for what?
Axel Foley.
Axel Foley, dog. Axel
motherfucking Foley. So that's
banana in the tailpipe. I'm not gonna fall for the banana in the tailpipe trick.
That's an Eddie Murphy, an ode to Eddie Murphy song that somebody relicensed and got turned into a freaking ringtone, and everyone liked it so much that they actually distributed it on CD, and now it's beating out Coldplay. Now it's the number one selling single like in the world.
Dude, explain that to me.
I don't know. I think that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Have you heard it yet?
I haven't heard the frog. No.
Oh, dude, it's not. I mean, they played it last night. I was listening to 98.7 last night on the way driving around, and they played like a snippet of it. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's literally just like,
it's like
and then the frog's like,
it's like a little MIDI thing, right? It's not even like good instrumentation, right?
It's I mean, some guy put some effort into it. I will give him that. It's not like it's just like shoddy, but I don't get it. It's like weird. The Chipmunks over Axel F over a beat.
Weird.
Yes, and weird. Mixed. It's just kind of like, what the...
Well, that's just weird.
Who's your daddy?
I think we can just write that off as weird.
Yes. So what's next?
Okay, this is one of your picks.
It is? Oh, Atmosphere.
Yeah.
This is trying to find a balance. These are, I want to say Minneapolis crew of hip-hop. Artists, they were on Rhymesayers, or still might be. I don't know how this connection between Rhymesayers and Epitaph goes. They're now on Epitaph, like everything else on the show. And their album's called Seven Travels. Check them out. They're great. I have a couple of their albums. I really dig them.
And the track's called what? Trying to find a balance.
Trying to find a balance, yeah. Yeah. They, you know, it's considered indie rap, you know, underground kind of...
Love the taste of blood. I don't know what that means, but I know that I mean it. Maybe they're as evil as they seem, or maybe I only look out the window when it's scenic. Atmosphere finally made a good record. Yeah, right, that shit almost sounds convincing. The last time I felt as sick and contradictive as this was the last time we played a show in Cincy. Get real, they tell me. If only they knew how real this life really gets. They would stop acting like a silly bitch. They would respect the cock, whether or not they believed in it. Doesn't take much, and that's messed up, because these people do a lot of simple shit to impress us. While everyone was trying to outdo the last man, I was just a ghost trying to catch some Miss Pac-Man. Hello ma'am, would you be interested in some sexual positions and emotional investments? See, I'm not insane, in fact I'm kinda rational. When I be asking, yo, where did all the passion go? East Coast, West Coast, down south, Midwest. Nowadays everybody knows how to get fresh. Somebody give me a big yes. God bless America, but she stole the beat from Bless. Now I'm too fucked up to dance, so I'ma sit with my hand on the front of my pants. You can't achieve your goals if you don't take that chance. So go pry open that trunk and get those amps, you know? In days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. See me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. So now I keep a close eye on my pets, because cause they make most of their moves off of instinct and sense. It's eat, sleep, fuck, and self-defense. So straight, you can set your clocks and place bets. Wait, let's pray on a blind, deaf, dumb, dead. Hustle, maybe a couple will love what you said. MCs drag their feet across a big naked land with an empty bag of seed and a fake shake of hand. Yeah, I got some last words. Fuck all of y'all. Stop writing raps and go play volleyball. Got to journey the world in a hurry, cause my attorney didn't put enough girls on the jury. Guilty of dropping these bombs in the city, but I'm innocent. Love is the motive, that's why I'm killing them. Guilty of setting my fire in all 50, but I'm innocent. Blame it on my equilibrium. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. See me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. In the days of kings and queens, I was a jester. Treat me like a god, or they treat me like a leper. You see me move back and forth between both. I'm trying to find a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I'm trying to find a balance, I'm trying to build a balance. I gotta find my balance, I gotta find my balance. Now all my friends are famous. See the one thing or another. Y'all don't know what my name is. Probably know both of my brothers. One is a hard-working savior, the other's a hard-working soldier. I'm just your next-door neighbor, working hard and trying to stay sober. Wait for the car at the corner, pretend like you know what the plot is. Won't quit till I hit California.
So that is not officially a downloadable track. That's that's a bottle opener that we have that I absolutely adore.
Well, the atmosphere was, but the
right, but the Simpsons reference was not. You know, we're just gonna try and spice it up a little bit with a little Homer Schmimpshin. So Mitchell,
Homer Diddly Doodly.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, I think it's time to call it an evening. We got one last track from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Yeah.
The Bad Seeds?
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Yeah, that's right.
That's all about Bad Seeds. If you have to have a seed, the baddest is the best. Personally, love that one.
Yeah, because otherwise it gets all... If it's not bad, then it gets all messed up.
In the mouth.
And then that's when you got problems, when it's all good in the mouth.
I like it good in the mouth.
Yeah. into the sea. The geraniums on your windowsill, the carnations dear and the daffodil. Well, they're ordinary flowers, but they long for the light of your touch and of your trembling will. Ah, you're trembling still, and I'm trembling too. To be perfectly honest, I don't know quite what else to do. So bring it on. Bring it on.
Every neglected dream.
Bring it on.
Every little scheme.
Bring it on.
Every little fear. And I'll make them disappear.
So send us a message, maybe call us up on the line. This is Mitch McAllister
and Zach Rao
wishing you a wonderful week, and we'll catch you next week.
And a Merry Christmas.
Peace out.